And what does hold us back? Looking at this system, what I heard from you is that there's a conscious design in order to keep us essentially enslaved, to keep our power minimized. So if that is in fact what is going on, and I believe that is what's going on, then in fact we need a new system. We need a new way of going about things. And what I don't understand is why we, I guess we're just so beat down and oppressed that it's hard to really be able to come together and advocate for something new that is more in tune with who we are as human beings. And I just wanted to ask a question to you, the Raven. If you were to just pick one thing about this system that doesn't work, what would that be?
Our atomization, most deaf. I think democracy, the way we have been conditioned to accept it and define it as relinquishing to others to come together and make decisions, means that we are sort of, we're relinquishing that ability in ourselves, and that we cannot expect a system designed to fragment us, to allow us to come together and figure out for ourselves what works for ourselves. I think that one of the many problems that we are confronted with is that we haven't had the time to actually analyze what this system is premised on. If we look at the fundamental bases of this system, the elements that went into creating it, I think it should be pretty clear that we don't have a system that was designed for generalized participation. Once we have the time, and we see this with the initial occupation movement, that it allowed people, when we live together, share food over time, we begin to share lives, share problems, and most importantly, begin to share thought. That means developing our thought. As living things, that has been our biological gift, our ability to develop our thought together.
Well, so why isn't it just a matter of we need to be able to start to think those thoughts in a communal way? Does that necessarily mean that we need a new entire system? Why not just work with what we have? Because, you know, a lot of people will say that this system, there's a lot that's really great about this system. There's a lot that this system provides for us. And so why would we want to get rid of that entirely? Why not just work towards what you were just talking about, which is being able to come together communally and discuss these thoughts that need to be discussed and throw around the ideas that are in our heads? What's wrong with working with what we have, improving on what we have?
Well, that's what we're always told, right? You don't want to throw out that baby with the bathwater. And what I am asking us to think about is, whose baby is it anyway? Is that really our baby? That hideous, deformed, mutant thing that we have been coddling for literally millennia? We who are of good heart, we who have diffuse goodness, have always wanted to cooperate with each other, even to the degree of cooperating with those who want to control us and contain our creativity, or actually steal it, seize it for themselves. So I think there is a reluctance to believe in the possibility of something that doesn't have to be fixed, because we have been, this is a millennia-long problem. That is to say, this notion that, straight from Plato, that there are natural masters and natural slaves, and that the natural slave should sort of sit back, shut up, and allow the natural masters to give us the best world possible. That is deeply internalized conditioning that we don't even see. And that until we begin to see how deeply we have relinquished our power, it's not possible to see how deeply the system, so-called, the institutions are set up to keep us from developing our power. I think that we have a misconceived allegiance, or that we need to reconceive it. We have been giving our allegiance to this baby. And in the meantime, the earth, which should receive our true allegiance, because we are earth, before we are anything else, we are living things. And yet we have allowed ourselves to be convinced that there is some greater good called civilization, which takes precedence over the earth itself. And if we had time to stop and actually look at the implications of our behavior and of our allegiance to what is destroying the planet and ourselves, I think we would be horrified. But we don't have the time to stop and look at what this so-called system, civilization, is doing to us and to the planet, because wage work keeps us all jumping our entire life. But we are at a juncture where more and more people cannot be absorbed by the economy. When the oceans, we are told, are facing imminent death in a few decades. When our brothers and sisters are being slaughtered for their mineral resources. When we are told that we are to accept some having so-called wealth, while others having their lives thrown away. So these are questions that the system is designed to not allow us to even think. There's no way to fix something that is not even defined as a problem.